Planning experts are urging Australian governments to develop a national approach to coastal development after an expensive court case over coastal erosion. After a decade-long battle, the Byron Shire Council and its insurers have agreed to pay costs to beachfront homeowners and scrap a plan to remove their rock wall. The council's one of many struggling to deal with coastal erosion, and critics say they need assistance from higher levels of government. Annie Guest reports.
Byron Shire Council's agreement to leave seawalls in place is a blow for environmentalists, like the president of the Byron Residents Group, Kate Curry.
Well, naturally, the community is fairly disappointed, given that the majority of Byron community don't want to see a rock wall situation perpetuated on our beaches. There's a good reason for that. Already the rock walls that are there have caused erosion in front of them.
But for beachfront homeowner John Vaughan, the agreement reached in the Supreme Court in New South Wales is a hard-fought victory.
After 12 years, it's a relief that's just slowly settling in, so it'll take a bit of time after such a long legal battle. It's caused a lot of angst in the community, and it's, I guess, a celebration on one part and disappointment in others.
The former developer is the spokesman for the Byron Preservation Association, representing 15 residents. They oppose the Byron Council's planned retreat policy of managing coastal erosion. It included removing rock walls in front of homes at Belongil Beach, just north of the township.
90% of residents actually had rock protection in front of their residence from as early as 1976 and as most recent 1999. And I was the only resident that actually didn't have a rock protection structure in front of their property. So the threat of council removing those structures caused the great angst amongst all the residents. And at the same time, council had resolved to extend the protection works in town, which seems rather ironic.
John Vaughan and his neighbours also argued those protection works in town were affecting their properties. The council has now agreed the residents can keep their existing rock walls at Belongil Beach, and it will also pay costs of almost $3 million. The council's coordinator of legal services is Ralph James.
It does bring an end to long-running proceedings, but it also brings an end to the impost upon council's staff and therefore council's resources to have them finalised.
Is it really a loss for council?
I don't think so. Without knowing any precise figures, I'm of the view that that sum would totally be consumed by the costs that those plaintiffs have had to pay.
Are there any implications from this decision for councils, coastal councils, Australia-wide?
I don't think so. The matter's been settled. So I don't think that of itself can be used as a precedent in respect of any other coastal council.
However, he's already had a call from another coastal council wanting to know more about the situation. Planning expert Professor Barbara Norman from the University of Canberra says it's not something councils should be left to struggle with alone.
The national government undertook a report in 2011 and found that more than $226 billion worth of Australian homes, office blocks, built infrastructure would be potentially flooded or eroded with a sea level rise of 1.1 metres, which is the higher end scenario that they were looking at for 2100.
Where does the solution lie then, Professor Norman?
Okay, so the key message is that we need a national coastal strategy, which has been recommended by over 25 national inquiries over the last few decades. All have recommended we need a national coastal inquiry to provide some guidelines to help state governments work with local councils to resolve these issues.
Meanwhile, in this term of the Byron Council, the balance of power appears to have shifted in the usually green-dominated council, and it had already softened its planned retreat policy anyway. Council elections are scheduled for next month, and it's expected to once again be hotly contested by environmentalists who wish to return to the policy.
Annie Guest.